Derek Keenan joins us. Coach, how are you?
Good, Jason. How are you?
I'm excellent. I had a chance to play hockey with your Hall of Fame brother-in-law, Joe Noondike, earlier this month. Quite the player.
Yeah, good player, good guy. Good selection by you.
Yeah. Well, you know, we easily won that draft. How he slipped to five, I have no clue. So.
Nice. Good for you. Did you snap a couple home?
You know what's really funny, Derek? It's Joe's really quiet, competitive. And so we would tell him before, he said, hey, Joe, we didn't draft you to pass the puck, so feel free to shoot every now and then. So we kind of had a deal that twice a game he had to really rev it up and show us what he could do. And so we were in a tight game, and all of a sudden Joe jumps over the boards and and he rips a snapshot that the goalie didn't even see. And you're just like, all right, here we go. And he had an absolute – I didn't know how heavy a shot was till you see it on the ice. Ridiculous.
Yeah, the snapshot. Yeah, you know, years ago during a lockout, he played a men's league game with me. And same thing, like stepped over like between center and the blue line and put a snapshot in the top corner. And it was actually a goalie that I used to play junior with, and he kind of went, wow. He didn't even see it. So. Yeah, you could shoot it.
Yeah, and he was a hell of a lacrosse player, too. Him and I had lots of conversations about his lacrosse. You know, he still loves the game, of course, follows it closely with you. And your team's back into the finals. And this year, you know, interesting, last year you guys had to get past Sean Evans, who was the league's leading scorer in Calgary. And Dane Smith, I think, offers a bigger challenge for your defense because not only is he a great playmaker, the guy had 70 goals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's so versatile and athletically, you know, right up there with Curtis Dixon, if not even faster, and does a lot of things for him. Like, he'll go back and play defense and then stay and take a transition opportunity the other way, and that's one thing we really have to be conscious of. But, you know, at the same time, I think we have to have a similar approach that we had with Calgary and Curtis Dixon, and that, you know, if you focus just on him, there's too many other guys that'll kill you. And, you know, we need to do a good job and try and limit Dane, but at the same time, we have to be really respectful and conscious of the other weapons we have on the floor, and they're plentiful. And we need to be certainly aware of guys like Ryan Benesch and Steinhaus, and you know, Daryl Veltman and Chad Culps had a good year for them, and then their transition game is incredible. So it's going to be a tough matchup for us for sure.
So is it Rubish and Midsky who mainly get the opportunity to try to contain Smith?
We'll probably go more Corbeil and Cornwall. That's kind of the way we went on Dixon, you know, lefty checking the righty, kind of trying to keep the middle of the floor taken away and pushing down the outside a little bit. So, but he's been shooting the ball well from the perimeter too. So that just adds another element to his game that, you know, probably a year or two ago he didn't have. So it just makes it that much more difficult.
Derek Keenan, head coach, GM of the Rush, joins us. Derek, Curtis Knight, he missed all of last season due to an injury, came back and looked like a player who had missed a lot of time and then had a little injury again this year. Where is he at right now?
He's a little up and down, you know. It's funny he'd ask that because he talked this week because he was concerned. I mean, I only get 2 points in two games against Calgary, or 0 points in two games against Calgary. So, to be honest, I told him that, I'm going to tell you, I'm not concerned at all because he still does a lot of the little things. You know, last week he hit 4 pipes, so they're bound to start going in. He still gets a ton of repossession, loose balls, creates turnovers in transition, gets to the middle of the floor, creates for other guys by setting really good picks. And the balls are going to drop. You know, he had some really good games this year, a little bit of a slow start, had some real good games, and then he had a little bit of setback with a hamstring injury, and then he got back into form, and it was really quite good going into the playoffs. And, you know, just one of those things against Calgary is a little bit snake-bitten, but really the least of my concerns because he's always going to play hard every shift and bring a lot, even when the balls aren't going in the net.
Now, you and Buffalo only met once in the regular season. That was the end of February. It was an overtime game. You lost 19-18. It was a hell of a game if you like offense. You guys had, I think, 64 shots. You outshot him by 15. You lost that game.
Yeah.
You're obviously, it's playoff time. It tightens up. But do you see the potential of a track meet in this series potentially where we could see a 15, 14, 16, 17 type of game?
Just never know in this game and in this league. It's hard to predict, but I don't like I don't like the idea of getting into that type of game with them. I mean, that was a crazy game. We weren't very good defensively. You know, the funny thing is, I mean, a ton of transition goals that game, but we scored 7. They only had 5, but they had 10 5-on-5. So we weren't very good defensively, and, you know, our goaltending wasn't the best, neither was theirs. So consequently, you get a 19-18 game, and they scored an overtime on a transition goal. We made about 3 mistakes in one possession and ended up in our net. Mitch Jones scoring the 5th goal of the game, and he's a backdoor guy. So that's the kind of weapons they have. You know, we're a good transition team, so we can't say we're not going to run the floor because it's a big part of who we are. And we've got to take advantage of odd man opportunities. However, we don't want to push it in even number situations. That's when you get in trouble. And they will. They have 2-on-2s, 3-on-3s, 4-on-4s, early possessions. They're going to go to the net. And they're good at it because they have a lot of skill on the back end. So, but, you know, we're not going to do that. And I think that's kind of where New England made a mistake. They got into trading those chances of, you know, going down 5 seconds into a possession, quick shot. We want to try to avoid that. Take the opportunities when they're in odd man situations, but in even numbers, we want to use clocks and grind things down.
Derek Keenan joins us. Derek, one guy who wasn't part of your playoff run last year is rookie Dan Taylor, and you know, he's looked like a pretty good ball distributor for you when he's come in. What's he added to your offense now that he's had about 20 games experience?
He's been excellent. You know, he just really has gotten better as the season gone on. He's a little bit heavy early, and I spoke to him about just getting a little bit lighter fitness wise, and he added a little step there. And he kind of battled with Lowen for playing time most of the season, and then really by the end of the season, he'd won the job. And very smart playmaker, you know, always looks to the middle of the floor, finds open sticks. Struggles a little bit with shooting, but that's pretty typical for a first-year guy, you know, before they figure things out. But I think he'll score in the league, and he's certainly a good distributor and playmaker. And he's a big body, too, so he helps that way, too, to clear space for Greer and Matthews on that side of the floor.
Derek Keenan joins us. NLL Championship begins tomorrow in Buffalo. Then Game 2 is the following weekend in Saskatchewan. Game 3, if necessary, then goes back to Buffalo. And really, you lost home and floor advantage just due to that loss in overtime because both teams were 13-5. There wasn't a whole lot separating it. Where do you come in on the playoff experience factor for your team having been the defending champs right now?
I think it's big, and I really think this core group as a whole have been through pretty well everything together. I mean, I think we faced everything. So in the last 3 or 4 years, you know, you consider our record-breaking 16-2 season where we went out in the division final with Calgary. That was a heartbreaker. And then last year, a lot of things that went on and off the floor and kind of brought us closer together, and then took a bit of a different route into the championship, and we didn't have the home floor, but we won the 2 games, won the opener in Toronto, and, you know, a hard place to play, and then won it at home. So very similar circumstances, just with a little bit more experience. And like I said, I think we faced everything. You know, we've been down by a bunch of goals and come back. We've had big leads we've had to protect, and we've had tight games all the way. Similar to what we had with Calgary in that series. You know, both those games were real close at points in the game, especially game 1 going to the 4th being tied. So we pretty much faced it all. You know, playoff, you know, penalty adversity going both ways. So I think we're a pretty seasoned team when it comes to experience.
Derek, for you, of course, spent a lot of time in Edmonton. Now is the first year in Saskatoon with the Rush, and I don't think anybody expected the fan base to turn up the way they have. You guys are selling out games. And how has that made it maybe a, you know, different experience, possibly more enjoyable when you're playing in front of a sold-out crowd every night?
It's been amazing. It really has. And it's been an adjustment for our players. I think we've figured it out, though, because I think we played our character a little bit early on with how loud we were and the number of fans, and we try to do a little bit too much. And really the thing that I like through that is we didn't play particularly well at home early on, but they were supportive. You know, we never heard any boos or anything like that. So, but it's been really good. And, you know, I miss Edmonton. I got to be honest, I miss going on your show on Monday night. there's the Gregor pitch, but and just talking with Ross. But it's been really good. It's been good, and, you know, I'm certainly – I'm happy where we are. It's gone extremely well. Really happy for Bruce and hopeful down the road that Edmonton gets a franchise, because I think they'd support one under the right circumstances.
Well, Derek, that's what I want to ask you quickly before I let go. We had the commissioner on. He was talking about expansion, and he's looking at two up to four teams in the coming years. I know there's a lot of good young lacrosse guys who aren't even playing in the league right now because there's not enough space for them. Have you had any conversations being the GM about what the expansion rules potentially would look like?
Well, right now, I think they're looking at 2 years from now, and I think what they want to do is they want to actually establish where the teams are going to be up to 18 months in advance of the actual expansion, which I think is a great idea because then you can build the business from there. Right now, it's in a collective agreement in terms of how it works, but that could change. You know, the Board of Governors could change it with the Players Association if they chose to, but it's, you know, you're allowed to protect 10 runners and 2 goalies or 13 and 1, so... And then once the expansion draft gets going, then if you lose a guy, you can pull a guy back and protect another guy. So those rules have been in place since the last time we had expansion. So it could change, but that's the way the rules are right now. And of course, whatever teams come in, whether it's 1-2 or whatever it might be, they would go to the top of the entry draft as well.
Well, it's going to be very interesting, Derek. Best of luck. I know you still have a lot of fans in Edmonton. We get texts all the time about lacrosse. They'll be watching tomorrow on TSN. We appreciate it. Good luck.
Awesome. Okay. Thanks, Jason.